Sometimes your athlete needs you to cheer them on. Other times, they need you to help them fix something or give them a kick in the pants. Knowing which is which? That's the secret sauce of great sports parenting. Because if we're honest, most of us have probably gotten this wrong at some point, giving advice when they really just needed encouragement, or staying quiet when they maybe needed a push. And in this episode, we're going to talk about how to read the moment and support your athlete's goals and find the balance between hype and help without hurting your relationship or their love of the game. Welcome to CarRide Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, so let's talk a little bit about hype versus help. First and foremost, when I say hype, what I'm really talking about here is meeting your kids' emotional needs, right? Whether that's pumping them up, helping them feel safe, confident, all those things, all right? You're meeting some sort of emotional need. Whereas help, you're giving advice, you're helping them stay accountable, you're helping them maybe work on something, okay? And so generally speaking, throughout the rest of this conversation, when I say hype, meeting emotional needs, when I say help, you're literally providing assistance to them in some way, technically helping them practice or something along those lines, okay? So just to have that as a frame of reference before we dive into the conversation. So I think one of the things I hear a lot from parents is that, how do I know? How do I know when I just need to shush and give them a hug versus give them a metaphorical kick in the pants to light a fire under them? Because let's be honest, young people, young athletes are still young people. They're still maturing and developing, and they don't always know what's good for them, or they can't always see the long-term benefit of, for instance, going in their garage and practicing and getting some work in on their sport instead of playing video games with a friend. It's more fun to play video games with a friend in the moment. And sometimes we need to remind them that, hey, based on your goals or whatever you said it matters to you as you pursue your sport, you got to put some extra work in. Otherwise, there's going to be some natural consequences. And so it's important to know that, yes, as an adult, you're still going to have moments in time where you need to remind your young people that there's work involved in being good at their sport and pushing them to do that work, okay? Just like you would with schoolwork or any other meaningful pursuit, music, dance, whatever your kid's into, okay? So there's a balancing act there of when to come in as the parent and guide their thinking so that they're choosing actions that are appropriate that are going to help them in the long run versus, hey, letting off and just giving them a hug or whatever meeting that emotional need is, okay? So I think the first principle that really helps guide this process for you as a parent is you got to start first and foremost with this idea of unconditional love and support. That any decision you're making needs to be clear to your child that first and foremost, you love them first, that your love is not in any way conditional based on their performance, whether they practice or not, whether they are succeeding or not. We want them to make sure that they understand that baseline, that you love them regardless, okay? Because often when parents miss the balance of reminding their child, if they're always harping on them, did you practice today? Did you get to work in? How did it go? They can sometimes forget that our children don't always inherently understand their love and that you pushing them is a form of love until sometimes we need to tell them, hey, I love you. I care about you. Yes, I'm pushing you to go practice, but I'm doing that because I want what's best for you and I love you. So really making sure that your kid needs to feel that your love is not conditional on them making mistakes or fearing failure. Like, we don't want that, okay? So it's important to make sure that even in your own body language, when you see your kid mess up and or they're struggling or they're not acting as maybe you'd prefer they would, for instance, doing a workout instead of playing video games, is really being mindful of what your body language is telling them and your tone, your silence. Is that saying, I don't love you anymore because of this action that you've chosen? Or is it saying, I still support you? Now, again, there's some common sense to be played here. You're allowed to show your frustration, but you got to make sure that it's paired with the understanding that you do, in fact, love your kid. Okay. And so helpful phrases to think about if you see your kid starting to hide mistakes or feel fear failure or play really tight, potentially because they're trying to live up to some sort of expectation that you have for them. Some phrases that you can use in these contexts to help them understand, hey, regardless of how you perform, like mom, dad, parent loves you. Okay. So something like, I love watching you play. Hey, I'm so proud of how hard you worked today. Or nothing you do out there changes how I feel about you. Right. Making sure that you're feeding those phrases and however you would actually say it in your own language into your dialogue with your kid, because that is going to meet that fundamental psychological need of them feeling loved and connected to you. Okay. And it's reinforcing to your kid first and foremost, they matter to you regardless. Okay. So with that as the underlying principle for all the rest of the conversation, let's talk about how do you push when they need some pushing? Okay. So one of the things that you really need to remember as a parent is, what are the goals of my child? Not what are my goals for them. Okay. And so when you're getting ready to push your child to enforce accountability, something along those lines, one of the biggest mistakes that parents can make is that they're pushing based on what they want for their child's sports participation versus what their kid actually wants. Okay. Maybe your kid doesn't want to be an all-star. They're just out there and loving having a good time playing. And sometimes that can be tough, especially if there's a lot of money going behind this sports participation. So again, it's part of the dynamic as parents and kids to come together of, what do you want out of this sport? Is this just for fun? Is this something you're trying to pursue? If you don't know, that's okay. But what is our, when are we going to check in as a family to decide if it's still worth spending the type of money we're spending, if the goals have changed? Okay. And so a way to think about that as a parent is to think about, what has my child said they want from this sport? And do their actions align with what they said they wanted? And if the answer, just for having a simple example throughout this, let's say your kid says, I really want to be a varsity volleyball player. It is my goal. They're in middle school now, and their goal is to make their varsity high school team. That's, they're passionate about it. That's what they want to do. Okay, great. All right. Now, when you see them not putting in the extra work or saying something to the lines of, I just want to go have fun with my friends, I don't want to go to this extra practice, you can come back to, now, didn't you say that you wanted to make varsity? Well, yeah. Okay. Well, how do you think people make the varsity team? They put in work, right? They have to do extra prep. And so what you're doing there is you're reminding your kid of what they said they wanted, what they said their goals were, and you're reminding them that the current behavior that they're getting ready to engage in or are engaging in isn't aligned with that goal. Okay. And so now you're just holding them accountable to something that they said, not something you're forcing upon them. Okay. Trick here is, it's okay to challenge your kid, right? You should. You're an adult. You're a parent. Kids, let's be honest, this is a human trait, not a kid trait, but our brain is designed to take the path of least resistance, right? If something is hard and challenging, we don't always want to do it. But often it's that hard and challenging work or effort that needs to get put in to get better at something. And so we got to find that line as the adults of reminding them of that hard work, that long-term ramifications of that hard work, and that while it might not be pleasant in the moment, it's still worth doing. And doing it in a way that is supportive and not autocratic. Like, I am a dictator and you will do this. That just doesn't tend to bode well for the relationship. Okay. Again, challenge your child, but it should be in the service of their goals, not your goals for them, right? Specifically around sport, okay? And so there is a difference between accountability and forcing. And so often parents confuse accountability, which means a supportive structure that enables your kid to do the behaviors that they should be doing, whereas forcing is more external control or pressure, making them do it, okay? Now, accountability tends to sound like, hey, you said this matters to you. How can I help you follow through? What's your plan to make that work? Or what's your plan to work on that? Okay. So you're reminding them of something that they should be doing, but you're bringing them into the process. You're not dictating to them what they should be doing. Okay. Force can often sound like you have to go to practice. Okay. You're doing this whether you want to or not. Okay. Now, there might be very specific contexts where those are appropriate, but that should not be the norm, okay? That should be the exception to the rule. Again, because what that does is create additional pressure. And our goal here with the accountability system together is to create ownership, not fear. I'm doing this because I fear repercussions from my parent versus I'm doing this because I choose to, and this is aligned with a goal that I have for myself, all right? So ideally what can help is that, depending on the age of your kid, but working together to create an accountability system so that it's agreed upon ahead of time. And so instead of, and I really want to be mindful here too, that punishment should, I'll say never, but it should never be involved when there's a voluntary activity. Like, sports is voluntary. Nobody has to participate in sport, okay? And if somebody has goals for their sport career, making varsity, for instance, playing in college, whatever that looks like, we want them to own that goal. And if punishment is their only reason for working at that sport, we're removing the autonomy. We're removing one of those basic psychological needs that humans need to feel motivated to do work, okay? So that ownership and autonomy, the minute we take that away, it's just an uphill battle, okay? So you wanna say things like combining ownership of their process with natural consequences that would occur if they don't engage in the extra practice or whatever work they need to be doing to excel at the sport. So what that might look like is, hey, if you want more playing time, your practice habits matter. Right. Or, hey, if you skip preparation, your performance might drop. How will you think that will affect your role? Or how do you think that might affect your making the varsity team? So in this case, you're not punishing them for not practicing. You're just reminding them that there will be consequences, naturally occurring consequences, for not putting in the work. Sometimes those consequences might be okay. And you have to, like, your kid might be like, yep. For me, right now, right here, not getting playing time is worth it because I'd rather do this thing with my friends that I've always wanted to do. Okay, that's a decision. But other times they're going to realize, okay, I guess this playing this video game or doing this activity isn't more important than this goal that I have for myself. Okay. So this, what we're trying to do here is mirror real life consequences. We're not trying to create artificial punishments. We're trying to connect their behaviors and the understanding of their behaviors to natural consequences of those behaviors. And that when I do productive, helpful things, typically leads to better outcomes. If I slack off, don't do the work, typically leads to unproductive outcomes and just letting life happen. And so when they don't get playtime because they haven't practiced in a long time, okay. All right, remind them, you have to earn playtime. And you earn it by doing extra work outside of team practice. So it's up to you, right? And then as a parent, really making sure that you do not rescue them from those natural consequences. You have to let those natural consequences occur. And so again, this reflects real life, right? Coaches making playing time decisions, teachers adjusting grades, right? The idea here is let the game itself, let the natural consequences of life be the teacher. And that way you don't have to be heavy-handed and feel autocratic, right? You don't have to be the source of that punishment, if you will, okay? Let the natural consequences occur. Now, How do you decide whether to hype or to help? There's a couple questions that I want you to consider that might help you make those decisions. Again, it's not about being perfect, because there is no perfect. Every decision you make as a parent is just doing the best you can with the information you have available to you. And that's all anyone could ever ask of you. And so hopefully these questions guide you into a good enough answer in the moment, okay? So the first question is, what does my athlete need emotionally right now? And for example, if they're really upset, maybe I'm going to focus on the hype and meeting that needs of, okay, you're upset. What do you need? Can I give you a hug? You need some ice cream? It's like, yeah, how do we deal with that upset? Maybe hype is the right answer, okay? Because especially trying to help in that moment, their emotions are such they probably can't take in that advice anyway, okay? Whereas if they're already calm, maybe they're disappointed, but they're calm, you can lean towards helping, okay? So just trying to gauge what is the emotions right now for my athlete and what's going to be the best option to support that need, okay? So that's the first question to consider in your decision points. Second is, do they already know what went wrong? If they already know what went wrong based on your, like, you know them, you've seen their body language, like they know, you can just work on hype. And what I mean by that in that moment is, hey, I know you know, it's all good. We saw it all happen. I'm here for you. Let me know when you're ready for some help. Okay? Because there are times when your kid knows exactly what went wrong and what they need to fix, right? They don't need extra being told that, okay? All it does is feel overwhelming and feel heavier, okay? Now, if they have no idea what went wrong, you can help. But also going back to the first question of what's their emotional state right now, that help might not always be in the moment. Sometimes it can be if they're open and willing to hear it. Sometimes you might have to manage the emotions first so that they're in a calmer state to be able to accept that help or that assistance, okay? So that's a judgment call. That's why we're using all three of these questions together. And the third question is to really think about, is this about effort or outcome? And what we're trying to gauge here is, are we correcting poor effort, poor process? Is there something there that they need to adjust? Or was this just an outcome that we can't control, right? A play-based outcome, they lost, they didn't get hits, that type of thing. If it's effort-related, maybe you do help, because that's the part of pushing, helping them. Like, you're building an accountability at this point of, hey, yeah, that this situation happened because the effort that you needed to put wasn't there. Right, or the work that needed to get done wasn't there. So let's help you fix that. Where if it's an outcome, a loss, a poor performance, something along those lines, let's just hype. Let's just give them the support plus some perspective to remind them that no single game, no single competition, no single play is ever going to matter in the grand scheme of things. Okay, so providing some support, emotional support, and some perspective. Okay. So again, that's your flowchart, if you will, of choosing between helping and hyping. So, you know, after a tough game, when your kid maybe made an error or missed a shot or something along those lines, maybe you're going to hype in that moment and, hey, shake it off. I love how you kept going out there, even after that mistake, right? Giving them that support. Maybe they're showing a repeated lack of effort in practice. They're not trying very hard. And you know that, okay, this is a moment I need to step in and help them better understand how they need to put more effort in. So that might sound like, hey, you said this goal matters to you. What's getting in the way? Why aren't you putting in the effort that I normally see? And why not in an accusatory way, but hey, what's going on? Curiosity based, so you can help them figure out what's going on. Okay. Maybe after a big win, hype. Hype the heck out of that, right? Celebrate. It's an outcome, but it's also, remember, celebrate their effort, right? Hype, that type of thing. So again, the idea here is there's not a one-size-fits-all to any situation. You just got to do the best you can and really think about what are the needs here in this moment and how can I best match that as a parent, okay? So timing does matter. Even when help is needed, sometimes it's not needed in that moment. You got to let it simmer a little bit and come back to it, especially immediately after a game or competition and their emotional state is rough. They're experiencing big emotions. Trying to help in those moments doesn't tend to go well because they're not emotionally ready to hear that help. Okay, so hype in the sense of provide support, give them some love, and you can focus on it later. You can provide that help later, maybe the next day or when they finally feel calm. When they're in a state of mind where they can actually reflect, then you can build in the help. So I guess to say this is that sometimes you're doing both of these simultaneously. It's just which comes first, okay? So the right message at the wrong time often comes off as the wrong message, okay? So we want to make sure we're matching our timing too. So here's a simple framework to consider is that hype, right, builds confidence or effort, right? It focuses on motivation. The hype part is meeting that emotional need, whereas help builds the competence, the skill sets that you want them to build to be successful in life. And so as a parent, really just deciding, knowing which to use when is what we're going for here. Again, you do not have to be perfect. This is not about being perfect. It's about being present and just being mindful in your choices. Okay? So we're going to dive into some conversation here in a minute, but I just want to give a reminder that if you are enjoying these episodes, please consider giving a review for this podcast. It greatly helps the podcast get into more people's hands, helps me better understand what you're appreciating about the show, keeps me motivated. So if you're willing to throw a little bone here to Coach Val, would greatly appreciate it. But yeah, if you have some time to give a review, I'd greatly appreciate it. All right, let's dive into our conversation. As always, just a reminder of the rules. There are no wrong answers. Make sure you take turns talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can pause after each individual question and discuss or listen to all of the questions and just discuss what seems relevant to you as a family. All right. Okay, our first question. After games or practices, coming from the parent to the kid, when do you want me to just encourage you? And when are you open to getting feedback? So think about that. Maybe discuss that amongst yourselves. What are some guidelines that you can... We talked about this a little bit last week in the car ride home conversations. But what are some general rules for when you're ready to receive feedback and not? And talk about that amongst yourselves so that you can hopefully get on the same page with when do you need encouragement versus help, okay? Question number two. Talk with your athlete about what their goals are. So athlete, if you're actually listening to this, what are your goals right now for your sport? And how can your parent best support you in reaching those? What do you want out of your sport? What matters to you? Is this for fun? Is this for something bigger? Do you have a goal for your sport? And it's okay if the answer is no. If you're just playing to have a good time and be out there with your friends, that's okay. If you do want to pursue something with it, that's okay too. But where do you think you're at? What are you thinking? Okay. And be as honest as possible with your parents so that they're not inadvertently pushing you towards something that you don't actually want. Okay. Our third question, what does support look like when things don't go well? What would you most want from your parents? Again, every kid's a little bit different. We don't all have the same approach. We all have personal differences in what feels supportive and what doesn't. So talk to your folks. Talk to your parents. What does that look like? Is it a hug? Is it a high five? Is it a words of encouragement? What does that look like for you? What do you think? And how can your parents best support you, especially when you need some hype and just need some emotional needs met? Okay. All right. Our last question for y'all to consider. Again, how can you work together to stay consistent with your goals without it feeling like pressure? So what you're doing here, what I hope you do here, is start to come up with what is your accountability system that you can get on the same page with? When do you want mom or dad to push you? And when do you say no? Get on the same page. What does it look like how can you create an accountability system around your sport and practicing and doing all the things you need to do to be successful that feels supportive instead of punitive, that you're not getting punished for not doing stuff? Okay. Now, again, might look a little bit different for each family listening to this podcast, and that is completely okay. Start with something, and then you trial and error it. You test it, see how it works, and if it's not working, you readjust. That's okay. You're not going to fall on a perfect answer always right away, okay? All right, y'all. Remember, kids and parents listening to this, again, it is not about perfection. It's about being present. It's about keeping the relationship at the forefront of your mind, remembering that the most important thing here is that you love each other, right? That you're trying to support each other. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, again, spread the love. If you are looking for weekly tips, mindset shifts, and additional conversation topics to help you or your athlete stay confident, calm, or clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, I would love to hear from you. If you've got a spare moment or if there's a topic that you think you and your child and your athlete could benefit from that I haven't really discussed yet, please reach out. Okay, in the show notes, there's a direct link to me. Just click on that, send me a message. If you're savvy with the book of faces and Instagram, if you want to find me at V. Alston Coaching, you can DM me there. As always, I really look forward to hearing from you all. The more you all engage with me, the better I can make these episodes to make sure that they're actually meeting your needs. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful day. I will see you next time.